Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's topic train is coming. Damien and Jade's topic train, top train.
If you've only just joined us, well, what we do with the topic train is we give you a couple of big news stories, turn them on their heads and ask Jade and Damien about those said stories. Now, this is a big one, guys. One of Australia's best paid executives, Qantas's Alan Joyce, has now pocketed a handsome jump in pay over what can only be described as a horror year for any airline.
Yes.
Now, including other benefits, check this out. His total package was $1.97 million.
Wait.
Up $235,000.
Wait. Hang on a minute. Like, I know a lot of people that work for Qantas that are not flying and don't have a job right now. I know one of them has actually started working as a butcher. Because he hasn't got any job with Qantas, and this guy's getting an increase in his salary of over $200,000.
$235,000 pay rise. Ridiculous. It's not bad, and that's why a lot of people are going, man, come on, these executives. Yeah. Here's the question though, Jade, Damien, ever remember your very first pay packet? How much? And what was your job?
I remember mine, and it was atrocious. It was a little brown envelope, and in it there were coins. All right, and you know when you're getting coins, you haven't made a whole lot of money. You know what the job was? We had to pick bulbs, onion bulbs, out of the ground and build and fill a pallet. All right, and a pallet. We're talking
there's a lot of onions in
that's
that.
That's a lot of onions. And I came out after, I think it was 3 days of work, with coins.
Wow.
All right. What a disaster.
Yeah.
Bad first job. You were not getting paid well.
Extraordinary. What about you?
My first legit job, I remember, like when I was on the payroll, was at Jamboree Action Park. I'd just turned 16. Hey, right. Uh-huh. And I was part of the outdoor staff, got paid quite a bit better than Damien because I actually got notes.
there was
$8 an hour. $8 an hour. And they'd even throw in lunch for free.
Ah, how good's that?
So good.
Here's another one for you. This is, I guess this is the sign of the times. When HSC students across the Illawarra are now saying, and one in particular says that this has been the most exhausting 18 months of their studying lives, exhausting this whole HSC process. Of course, they've got COVID lockdowns, they've got home learning, all that sort of stuff. Now they're being thrown into being vaccinated, all that stuff. So I get it. It's kind of stressful. However, I want to ask you both, we remember doing our HSC, our Year 12 exams. What do you remember as being the most exhausting time, Damien?
Oh, look, I mean, the exams were exhausting. Sure. You know, when I look back, it's such a major time in your life that, like, you're still quite young. So when the exams come around, you're like, oh, my God, it is stressful. It's your first real taste of stress and what the real world is going to kind of feel like. So I suppose it was. I was a bit stressed. I was stressed back then. Yeah.
Were you stressed for your HSC?
Jade, what about you? How stressful was your HSC build-up?
Well, mine wasn't really that stressful at all because I remember Stuvac. Remember Stuvac? They used to have it where a week before the HSC, you get a week off school so you could study.
Right.
And I thought I'd use that time wisely, and I went to Byron Bay on a holiday with my then boyfriend.
Oh, geez.
And I remember arriving home at 2 a.m. in the morning, and that was the morning of my first exam, my English exam.
Well, clearly you were really stressed. You must have been at your wits' end, pulling your hair out.
Oh, yeah. High stress time.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
My husband bought me the best present for our anniversary. We recently had our anniversary, been married for, I want to say, 5 years. Maybe 6. I don't know. But we usually forget our wedding anniversary.
You don't know how long you're married. Oh, no. What did he get you? A calendar?
Happy anniversary.
I really feel like he thinks that that's not going to help. He actually bought me something I've been banging on about for ages, and that was a Thermomix.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've wanted one for years, and I think he just got sick of me talking about it and just went, here, for anniversary, you can buy yourself one. Happy anniversary. There you go.
Can he get you the tight-ass one or the really good one?
No, the really good ones. So I got like the TM6.
Oh, you might as well not tell us what that is, because that's like the Terminator. Like, no idea.
Are these the things that you cook the bread in and stuff like that?
Oh, yes.
Like you can put anything into it. You just throw a chicken in there and before you know it, it's roasted.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's like.
It
you can make anything. You can make anything, and it's so good. Like, you could do yogurt, you can do, like, lemon curd. I made some of that. And I also made bread.
You made bread?
You can make bread. Yeah, I made some. So over the weekend, what I love about it is you can think, okay, what have we got in the fridge? All right, we've got some, we've got a whole cauliflower. I need to use that. And then I'll just go into the Cookadoo app and type it in, and it'll bring up cauliflower soup. So wham, bam. Made that over the weekend.
Oh, wham, bam, kids will never eat that, ma'am.
Awesome.
What else can you make that the kids won't eat, Jay?
That's not very sexy. But you can make spaghetti bolognese.
Every kid's favourite.
You chuck the steak in and it'll mince the mince for you, and then you make spaghetti bolognese. And then I made my own bread and actually made garlic bread. So we had homemade spaghetti bolognese, homemade garlic bread that I made myself.
Did you wash this at any point in between these
things?
It washes itself as well.
It does.
Right.
It has a washing feature where you actually turn it on and it will clean itself between dishes.
Yeah. All right.
So I spent the whole day in the kitchen I was loving it, because usually I hate cooking, but it makes it so easy. And so I got it out and the kids loved it. Spaghetti bolognese, handmade by mum. The garlic bread, handmade
by mum. Handmade? I don't know that it's handmade. It's like, I think that's a bit of a stretch when you're throwing it into the machine.
Thermo made by mum.
Yeah, that's right.
Button pressed by mum.
Look, I turn the oven on, all right, and I press the button. That's it.
Hooray!
Well done, Jane.
Well, you know what?
Watch out, Gordon Ramsay. She's coming for your job.
The kids were clapping and cheering, and they loved it when I set the table, because they love spaghetti bolognese. And then my husband's there rubbing his hands, waiting, and he got cauliflower soup.
Oh,
and he's like, hang on a minute, they've got this spaghetti bolognese, the garlic bread, everything, and I get a bowl of this white cauliflower soup. I'm like, well, sweetheart, the kids aren't going to eat it. Someone has to. Enjoy.
You couldn't give that thing away, I tell you. Cauliflower soup.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
One thing over the last while I've discovered is that picking a movie as a family has become a very, very trying sort of task. Does anyone else feel the same way?
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, my goodness me. Okay, so Friday night, Eileen and I are watching Good Girls. It's a TV show.
How good is that?
It's a good show.
Yeah, okay. It is a good show.
All right, season 4 just came out. We're sitting there watching Netflix. The kids are all upstairs. And look, I'll be totally honest with you. We'd gone, you know, when you start getting into a TV series, you watch one episode and you go, let's just watch one more. You know, kids are still upstairs, so it's fine. Okay, so. Yeah. So this was early evening. It's about 7 o'clock, early evening, no sign of the kids. They're doing the thing. About 8 o'clock, we start feeling a bit guilty. Okay, we're into Good Girls. We're enjoying it. We could really watch it all night. And really, it's Friday night. It's Mum and Dad's night, isn't it, surely?
Well, that's fine, yeah. So, and if they're happy and they're occupied, I'd just keep going, I say. Hit next episode.
Yeah, well, I know we're with you on that, but what actually happened was the guilt set in. Okay, immediately you start thinking, okay, well, I know now they're all stuck on their phones and maybe they're on a chat room or they're who knows where. That maybe they've just used our credit card to buy something that we don't want them to buy.
You know, maybe Jarvis is playing some illegal poker at the moment with someone from Sri Lanka.
Of course. I mean, it happens every time. So you know, eventually the guilt gets in. So we called them down. We said, come on, family time, make the popcorn, all the rest. Sat them all down. Let's watch a movie. Yep. We spent 45 minutes going through trailer after trailer. Also, after streaming platform. So, you know, you go, oh, well, let's watch Inception. Where do you think it is? Is it on Prime? All right, we'll check Prime. No, it's not on Prime. Okay, let's go on to Netflix. Is it on? Oh, no, it's not on Netflix. I think, okay, we'll check YouTube. It's long, drawn out. 45 minutes. And throughout that time, we ate all the popcorn we made. Never got to have popcorn for the movie. It was just this. And slowly we started losing people, you know, slowly.
Yeah, that's it. So then did it just end up with you and your wife, Eileen, again, like as you started? You should have just kept watching Good Girls.
No, we were back watching Good Girls. Like, well, stuffed a lot of you. Family time.
That's what happens. Well, that's what happens when you've got 4,000 movies to choose from. You never had a chance, yes. Damien.
4,000 movies and you've seen them all. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I think I'm actually going to go into the boss and request, can I hang around a little bit longer?
Why?
You know, today?
Just for the next while, you know, just each day.
Wow.
Each day.
Yeah,
why are you trying to
some extra hours, you know. Just
paid extra hours or?
It doesn't actually have to be paid.
Oh, really? What are you trying to do, avoid your home life or something?
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know that out there. The people who don't have kids anyway may not know this, but it's school holidays again. Haven't we all been on school holidays for the last couple of months?
It feels like it, except not a holiday for us parents, but yeah.
No, it hasn't.
Usually school's the break for the parents and then they come home for a couple of weeks holidays and then you send them back to school for another term and another break.
That is right. School holidays have arrived again. Here we go. Mm. And, you know, a big shout out to all the teachers out there. You did an awesome job all the way through the school time. Mm. But I'm with you, Jade. You know, it's a long old process, isn't it?
Oh, it's long.
Very long. The weeks are just melting into each other.
Well, you know what? I was roaming around the house last night, as I normally do, annoying everyone, walking into a room with a mandolin, playing it, annoying someone. Mm. I went into Jagger's room. Jagger's my middle son. I went into his bedroom, and he was on his phone, and he was looking up something. And I said, Jagger, what are you looking up? And, you know, he obviously got a little bit defensive. So he was like, don't take my phone off me. There was a bit of that going on. Because normally when I say, what are you looking up? It's my way of saying, I'm taking your phone off you because you've been on the phone too long.
Yeah.
So he immediately.
So he's trying to hide it.
Yeah, he's trying.
Nothing.
He said, I'm actually looking up something I'm going to do during the holidays.
Smart move. Is it making it like that he's using his phone for something constructive?
Well, that is right. And actually, it's funny that you say constructive, because construction is what was involved in what was on his phone. So I said, okay, so what is it? What is it? And he said, if I tell you, do you promise we can do it?
Oh, right. Hang on.
Wow, he is really good at these negotiations.
He's learned. He's just adapting. He's adapting with every situation. He knows how it works now. Yeah. I said, well, no, I can't commit to that. I was like, we're in court now. Sorry. I can't commit to that.
Let's see the
terms of the agreement.
No, okay? This is real family law business right here.
So I asked him some questions. I said, okay, so what are we talking about? Before I commit to something like this, is this a big thing? I mean, you might recall a while ago he built a skateboard ramp in our garden.
Mm. Just a
ramp going up, and the construction involved in that was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, this will be, it's fast. We can all make it together as a family. I'm liking it.
I threw that in there too. A family thing. We're going to do it together as a family.
He sucked you right in.
Mate, he is very good. He's a good prosecutor.
Mm. No, he knows what he's doing and he knows I'm a vulnerable sort of character. Mm. And he said, so Dad.
Said the F word.
Do you want to do it? And I said, all right, I commit to it. All right, what are you looking up?
Oh.
He wants to build a half pipe. A half pipe.
He sucked you in big time.
Now, for those who don't know skating things, okay, a half pipe is no longer a ramp. It's a slope ramp that goes down and then goes right back up again. It's got like a level platform on either end.
Yes.
With rails.
With rails. It's massive.
It is huge.
It takes up all the garden.
I think they got like a $20,000 grant to build one at Jamboree down at Kevin Walsh Oval. Are you getting a grant?
I'm not getting a grant. The only grant I'm looking for is a grant to not go home. he sent me a text this morning.
Again, a home free card.
Well, he sent me a text this morning and said, are we going to Bunnings after work?
Man, you're going to have to take out a loan because that ramp is going to cost you thousands of dollars.
I'm going to go home and I'm going to hit myself with a hammer on the hand and say, I'm sorry, I can't work.
I'm out.
I'm taking one for the team with this one.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
On Wave FM's Fun Breakfast.
Tell me something.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Well, after teasing it live on tour and posting a little snippet to TikTok, which has already got millions of views, the Jonas Brothers, they have finally dropped their new single that's called Who's In Your Head?
I want to know who's in your head. Stealing your heart while I'm still bleeding. Who's in your bed? Wrapped in your arms while I ain't sleeping.
They're going to be honest, they're a bit insecure, aren't they?
Who's in your head?
Who's in your bed? A bit insecure, boys.
And he's saying, who's in your head while I'm still bleeding?
Oh,
what happened to him?
Oh, I don't know. Gosh. They're all married too, so I wonder whose wife that's about.
Something's going on.
Ooh, spicy and meatball there.
Hey, Daniel Craig has just wrapped his last Bond film of all time, 007. Yeah. He's parted ways, and on his final day of shooting, he actually gave a bit of a speech, got quite emotional in the end.
And a lot of people here worked on 5 pictures with me, and I know there's a lot of things said about what I think about these films and all of those, whatever, but I've loved every single second of these movies, and especially this one, because I've got up every morning and I've had the chance to work with you guys, and that has been one of the greatest honours of my life. So,
isn't that nice?
He's fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and you know what? If you 5 movies, you'd think they're like a family. The amount of time that they spend with all those people, like those movies take a long period of time.
Mm. Well, that's right. And he's been making them since 2006, so that's 16 years.
I think he was great and he'll be missed, and I wonder who'll be the next one.
Yeah, that's...
They haven't named it. They haven't named the next James Bond, have they?
No.
I'm tipping a lady.
I'm tipping a guy, but I'm tipping an African-American.
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock. Nah, he's not.
Well, I think he's Hawaiian. No, he can't be Bond. He's too funny to be Bond. You need someone serious.
Yeah.
A little bit rough around the edges. Ooh. News that just dropped earlier this morning. I'm very excited about this. Global pop superstar, she has announced that she's going to be here next November, and tickets go on sale to her show this Thursday. See if you can recognize it.
Wow. That's massive.
Yeah, Dua Lipa, her future nostalgia tour is going to be touching down in Australia November 22, be in Sydney at Kudos Bank Arena on the 8th of November, and you can get tickets 2 p.m. this Thursday. They go on sale. But here's a little tip for you. Here's a little bit of inside information.
Yeah.
If you sign up to My Live Nation, which is free to do, then you'll actually get to buy the tickets on Wednesday.
Oh,
why would you do it if you're a big fan?
All right, get a
secure your tickets before they go on sale.
Well, these things always sell out, so if you do have an opportunity of securing them ahead of time, it's a good thing.
She's only got one show in Sydney, so if you like her and you want to see her live, just get on it.
Only one show at Kudos Bank Arena. That'll sell out for sure.
Without a doubt.
Wow. For all of the Celeb Buzz news, just go to one place, wavefm.com.au 17.